Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Truth to You Podcast. And I'm here with Brother Andrew on this Tuesday, March the 12th. And we're excited to talk about 1 Kings, and we're in the 6th chapter today. So let's go ahead and take a look at our memory verse, and maybe you remember what chapter of the Bible, what book of the Bible it's out of, but if you've forgotten, it's 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, and we're looking at Paul's famous words here, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith." One more time, 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith." All right, Brother Andrew, how are you today?
Doing well. Good to be here.
Yes, indeed. Always good to have you. And I'm going to go over to 1 Kings chapter 6, and you've chosen verse 14 here. Mm-hmm. Not a long verse here, but I'll read it, and then you can tell us what we're going to talk about.
All right.
So the Bible says this, "So Solomon built the house and finished it."
Just like that, the verse is finished. And, you know, such a small verse, simple verse.
Right.
But really, I think it holds a ton of meaning.
Oh my, yes.
And when I was reading this and I was thinking about the devotional, my mind went back to a couple summers ago, I ran a half marathon.
Ooh.
And that was not easy.
My oh my, no.
And, you know, I remember, I still have a video that I took of everyone getting ready and stretching right at the starting line.
Okay.
About 7-8 minutes before the gun went off. And there's just a whole ton of people there, and we're stretching. A few people are talking, but mostly everyone is contemplating what's about to happen. About to hit 13.1 miles. What a race. And
wow.
Anyways, we're all lining up, and remember, we all take off, and everyone's going. And you settle into a bit of a pace and everything, and for me, I kept going. I had trained about 3 months, and it was, you know, so I was ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to right at about mile 11, and I remember I just hit this wall.
Wow. Wow.
And in that moment, I wanted nothing more than to be done.
Yeah.
Just to quit. I mean, all of my muscles started hurting.
Yes.
It hurt to breathe anymore.
Mm.
You know, I'm starting to get dehydrated.
Right.
You know, but I only had 2.1 miles left. I remember hitting that 11-mile marker.
Wow.
And just smacking into this wall. I could not. It was just, I was dead. And, you know, there were several people who didn't finish that race.
Hmm.
And praise the Lord, he gave me the strength to finish it. But I remember that point, I thought, I just want to be done. I don't want to do this anymore. It hurts.
Yes.
You know, I'm out of energy. But like I said, thank the Lord, you know, he helped me out and I was able to push through to the end.
Wow.
But I think that ties right in here. You know, building the temple was a gigantic undertaking. And it says here, so Solomon built the house and finished it. That second part there that, you know, a whole lot of people start things. You think about New Year's resolutions,
mm-hmm.
diets,
mm-hmm.
workout plans. You know, that's just physical things. But
yes.
Even diving into projects people might have, some of them never get done. I've walked by construction sites that look the same as they have for months.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's almost as if they started, but they didn't finish it.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that ability to be able to finish something is just, it's very valuable.
Yes.
It's very valuable. Valuable ability. And in our lives, there's going to be some things that we face that we're not going to finish on our own.
Yeah, 100%.
And we're going to need the Lord to help us to finish it. And you know, as we go along this Christian life, you know, I'm sure they ran into a ton of problems building the temple with all these workers and the organization of things and having to move materials and all the rest of it.
Yes.
I'm sure there was a whole lot of difficulties and things they had to overcome, but they did it and they finished the house. And the Lord helped them for sure, but they finished it. That's finishing it up, rounding off the end there.
Amen.
And the importance of us doing that in our lives, finishing something, whether it's, you know, reading our Bible through,
mm-hmm.
or whether it's a devotional that we've been going through, or whether it's a project for a class, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Finishing something, it's an uncommon ability.
Mm-hmm.
And in our lives, pushing through and continuing to go to church, continuing to serve in ministries that
way,
continuing to have a good testimony to those around us,
yeah,
continuing to be a good friend to the friends around us,
mm-hmm.
those type of things, keeping going for the Lord and keeping going, and finishing that race as you know, it goes right along with our memory verse.
Yeah.
About finishing your course. And for those teens that remember the message on Friday, you know, looking unto Jesus, keeping him in our field of vision, that will help us to continue and to continue and continue.
Yeah.
And then when we get to the end of our turn,
yep,
here on this earth, we can have finished strong.
Amen.
Just like the Bible says, it's required of stewards that you be faithful.
Amen.
And that, you know, that just means plugging away.
Yeah.
Keeping going.
Yeah.
And then we can be kind of like it says here about the temple, we finished it. Finished that race.
That's great. As you were describing, you know, unfinished things, it brought back to memory. We go to Florida, you know, usually every year, and we drive the highway. And there's a certain spot when we get into Florida. For the longest time, for years, there was this building off to the left-hand side of the highway that was very unique, and so it caught your eye. Mm-hmm. At least the steel construction of it. You looked at it and thought, man, what is that building going to be? Once it's done. But I noticed after passing it again the next year that not a lot had changed on it.
Yeah.
And then passed it the next year, and I noticed that nothing had changed on it.
Yeah.
And it's like the project had just come to a stop.
Yeah.
And for years, we would pass that thing going to Florida, and I just have all these thoughts, like, did they run out of money?
Right.
You know, did somebody pass away, and the vision was gone, and the company folded, or, you know, all the things that could happen with an unfinished project. And somewhere along the way, it caught life and they finished it.
Yeah.
You know, that is, and it finally, you know, it looked cool. It looked cool. I mean, it was glass front and had all this stuff going on. There's nothing more depressing, though, than a job that's just not finished.
Yeah.
It's just something that's left undone. And you think about all the potential that's lost with that as well.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you think about teens. You know, they started out. They come to church, they come to teen time, they go to school.
Right.
Doing their projects and things.
Right.
They're starting life out right.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the end of a thing.
Yeah.
That really tells you what it was like. And it's, you know, it's our hope and prayer that these teens will continue on.
Amen.
To stay in church.
Amen.
To stay serving the Lord with their lives.
Yep.
To finish school, to go on and study further maybe, or jump into a trade or something. They'd be profitable there.
Yeah.
And they continue on, and that their life would be a story of faithfulness.
Amen.
It could be an encouragement to other people, and then the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Stand before God one day, and he says, well done.
Yeah.
You know, and I know it's your prayer, Scott, and mine as well, that we see these teens do that very thing.
Absolutely.
And they're not going to lead a more satisfying life than that one.
Yeah. And to that point, you know, maybe there's somebody listening today that's maybe put the tools down. You know, they unhitched their tool belt and set them off to the side. And maybe it was last month or last year, and not done a lot of growing and haven't really cared much. Well, you can get back to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you pick it up and thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace and say, Lord, I want to get back to it. Lord, help me. I want to serve you. And you know, with that thought, I think about the book of Haggai, and Haggai is a very interesting book, but the Lord raised him up because he had told the children of Israel once they got back from Babylon, hey, start the building of the temple here and get the walls going and all of that. And Haggai accused them of dwelling in their sealed houses.
Yeah.
And the idea there with the language is that some of the very materials that were supposed to be used, the resources, they were used to build their own houses for their own purposes. And he said, look, you guys got to get back to the main thing.
Yeah.
You made the main thing something else.
Right.
So, I look at just a great thought here, finishing the work, you know, ties in with 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, what Paul was able to say. Any other thoughts, or that finished things off for us today?
I think that we've finished this podcast.
All right, okay. That's very good. Well, let's leave it at that, and we'll do our best on this Tuesday to finish our course today the way the Lord wants us to.
Amen.
All right, before we go, I want to mention our teenager that we're praying for today, and it's Lillian. It's another one of our seniors, and so let's pray for her. Ask the Lord to give her wisdom for the days ahead. I know she would appreciate it. All right, as always, thanks for listening, and Lord willing, be back again tomorrow with another podcast. I've got Brother Sam here, and hopefully we'll be able to publish that as well. All right, everybody take care, and Brother Andrew, thanks for being with us.
No problem.